之声，您带来的英语职业节目。
Hello, this is Paul.
Okay, so Paul, I don't know if you watch Chinese TV series in Beijing. Do you have a habit or?
Yeah, I have watched it. I don't watch television at all at the moment, but I have done.
Yeah, you know, maybe you don't know. Here recently in China, there's a TV series very, very popular. It's called Cell Phone. In Chinese, it's 手机 because it's related to everybody's life.And so you definitely didn't watch it, right?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Well, it's related to cell phones. Mm. You know, almost everyone has cell phones recently. And when we have cell phone, then some troubles gonna, you know, come out. Because, for example, if you don't want to interrupt by someone, then you lie to someone. But sometimes it seems like making a white lie, it's so much easy for people. Yeah, sometimes a lot of secrets hidden behind the cell phone. So yes, that's why this TV drama is really, really popular recently in China, and people talk about it a lot. And speaking of cell phones, you know, here, someone said if you make a cell phone, sometimes you get very annoyed by the cell phones. And ever wonder why hearing a cell phone conversation is so annoying? American researchers think they have found the answer. And here, whether it is the office, on a train, or in a car, only half of the conversation is overheard, which draws more attention and concentration than when overhearing two people talking, according to a scientist at Cornell University in America.
Yeah, they say that we have less control to move away our attention from half a conversation, or what they call half a log, than when listening to a dialogue. And this study will be published in the journal Psychological Science. Since half a logs really are more distracting and you can't tune them out, this could explain why people are irritated. Last year, Americans spent 2.3 trillion minutes chatting on cell phones, according to the U.S. Wireless Trade Association, a ninefold increase since 2000. Worldwide, there are about 4.6 billion cell phone subscribers, according to the International Telecommunications Union, a United Nations agency. The number is equal to about two-thirds of the world's population, leaving few corners of the globe where public spaces are free of mobile tethered babblers. And China has the most cell phone users with 634 million, followed by India with 545 million, and the United States with 270 million. This is according to figures from the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, CIA.
那最近呢，热播的一部电视剧《手机》呢，引起了大家广泛的这个话题，讨论这个手机给大家带来的方便与麻烦。那么手机呢，确实为大家带来了很多方便，但是呢，问题也很多。比方说，最近的美国的一个大学，就是美国著名的康奈尔大学的研究人员称呢，无论在办公室、火车还是汽车上，只要听到一半的手机谈话呢，比听两个人的完整对话更消耗注意力和精力。但他的意思就是说，在overheard someone others talk， 就是你无意当中听到别人这个打手机的这个言语呢，会让你非常的心烦。那么最近的这个研究报告指出呢，相对于倾听一段完整的谈话呢，只听到一半的谈话让大家更加难以转移注意力。Yeah, that's true, because you always want to hear clearly about what someone others said, because you cannot help yourself from overheard someone else talk sometimes.
Well, that's right. It obviously is irritating if you are sort of trying to anticipate what the next thing is that's going to be said, because as one of the co-authors of this study said, he said that people try to make sense of snippets of conversation, and that is because we want to predict what speakers will say next. And when you hear just half of a conversation, you get less information, so you can't predict as well. It requires more attention. Of course, if you can't hear what the person at the other end of the line is saying, saying, if it's on a cell phone conversation, you know, it's going to frustrate you. And sometimes it's difficult to switch off, isn't it? If you're not actually doing or focusing on something else at the time, your mind sort of tends to wander and go in the direction of the person who's having that conversation.
Mm.
So it's not an easy thing. And this study, it's based on research involving 41 college students who did concentration exercises like tracking moving dots while hearing one or both parties during a cell phone conversation.
那么这个调查显示呢，就是比方说你在无意当中听到或者偷听到别人的话当中呢，听到一半的话呢，你又不得不听接下来的话，有的时候呢会让人非常的分神。目前呢，根据这个调查显示呢，全世界大概有46亿的手机用户，占全球总人口的2%。那手机用户呢，也几乎遍布世界的每一个角落。根据统计呢，中国的手机用户最多达到6.34亿，那其次呢是印度。是5.45亿，美国呢第三位是2.7亿。专家说呢，在听别人打手机的时候呢，人们总想弄清楚说话人所说的只言片语的意思，并预测说话人接下来会说什么。Yeah, sometimes when you in subway or on a bus, you can't help yourself overheard someone else talk. You can't help heard the rest of the conversation. But sometimes you cannot shut your ear or you don't want to listen. But sometimes you can't help.So when you heard one sentence, then you want to hear the other part.
And that's right, because if you're listening to a live conversation of two people talking next to you on the subway or a bus, then, well, if you're aware of what they're saying, you can hear both of them speaking usually. So, this is why these people in America in this study, they've realized that,we're annoyed if we can't hear both parts of the conversation of two people talking, if one of them is not able to be heard because they're speaking on the cell phone miles and miles away.
那么在手机一方面给大家带来极大的这个方便的时候呢，另外一方面，比方说在开车的时候打手机，比方说开会的时候打手机，比方说刚才谈到的无意当中听到别人打手机的电话的内容的时候呢，同时也会给大家带来很多麻烦。比方说这条新闻呢，来自于联合国。Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said recently he was banning all drivers of United Nations vehicles from texting while driving to back efforts to curb a practice believed to kill thousands of people each year. 那么联合国秘书长潘基文呢最近宣布联合国将禁止该机构所有工作人员在驾驶汽车的时候呢发短信，对遏制这一行为呢也给予了支持。据专家称呢，开车时发短信每年会致使数千人丧生。So it's a huge number.
That's right. And you were talking earlier about the bad effects that cell phones are having. And here's another thing, with regard to the texting, using these mobile phones whilst you're driving and trying to send a message to somebody whilst you're doing that. And Ban Ki-moon made an announcement at United Nations event where the United States and Russia issued what they called a global call to end distracted driving. Ban said he was issuing an administrative instruction to promote road safety that would include a prohibition on texting at the wheel. UN officials said the world body's legal department was studying the order and could not say what sanctions anyone caught sending text messages on cell phones or other handheld devices while driving would receive. The instruction potentially applies to all UN employees, of whom there are more than 70,000 worldwide.I want every driver in the world to get the message. Texting while driving kills, the UN chief said.
If everybody just, want to take the risk of texting or calling someone else when you drive the car, it's really, really, risky. And you always think, oh, I'm a good driver, some disaster cannot happen. But this kind of things where, thousands of people killed by this efforts because...just happened because of this situation.
Yeah, I mean, what I found amusing earlier was that, he used the words, get the message, and this is what we're doing when we're texting, isn't it? Mm. We're sending people messages, but we've got to focus when we're driving, and the roads now, they're getting so busy. and you think, oh, you know, the road's clear, I'll send a message, but so suddenly, you know, a vehicle comes up behind you, or something comes in front of you over the brow of the hill, and you hadn't seen it, some cars merge from another road onto the road you're on, you just cannot afford to get distracted. Mm. I know that something else that some people think should be banned is women putting their makeup on when they're driving. How are you going to stop that?
Yeah. OK, 那么潘基文还说呢，我希望全世界的人都能够意识到这一点，开车时候发短信呢是要付出生命代价的。 So be careful when you drive the car. And now let's introduce a book to you. 那么接下来呢，我们来到了我们的 book review 环节。今天呢，为大家介绍的这本书叫做 On the Brink, Inside the Race to Stop the Collapse of the Global Financial System. 那么今天为大家介绍的这本书呢，是叫做峭壁边缘，拯救世界金融之路。 On the Brink, Inside the Race to Stop the Collapse of the Global Financial System. When Hank Paulson, the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, was appointed in 2006 to become the nation's next Secretary of the Treasury, he knew that his move from Wall Street to Washington would be daunting and challenging.
But Paulson had no idea that a year later, he would find himself at the very epicenter of the world's most cataclysmic financial crisis since the Great Depression. Major institutions including Bear Stearns, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Lehman Brothers, AIG, Merrill Lynch and Citigroup, among others, all steeped in rich, long-standing tradition, literally teetered at the edge of collapse.Panic ensnared international markets. Worst of all, the credit crisis spread to all parts of the US economy and grew more ominous with each passing day, destroying jobs across America and undermining the financial security millions of families had spent their lifetimes building. This was truly a once-in-a-lifetime economic nightmare. Events no one had thought possible were happening in quick succession, and people all over the globe were terrified that the continuing downward spiral would bring unprecedented chaos. All eyes turned to the United States Treasury Secretary to avert the disaster.
那么就这本书呢，《峭壁边缘：拯救世界金融之路》呢，是由亨利·保尔森，美国前财政部长来写的。那他主要呢是从这个美国财政部长的位置上退下来之后的保尔森呢，以自己的坦诚和勇气，在回忆录中记下了金融危机期间的那一个个难忘的日夜。比方说辗转反侧难以入眠的时候呢，他甚至想服用安眠药，在与议员商讨救市计划的时候呢，他几次都躲在柱子后面呕吐，而为了拯救整个金融体系呢，他甚至向议长佩洛西下跪，这些内容呢都收录在他的这本书当中。
This then is Hank Paulson's first person accountFrom the man who was in the very middle of this perfect economic storm, On the Brink is Paulson's fast-paced retelling of the key decisions that had to be made with lightning speed. Paulson puts the reader in the room for all the intense moments as he addressed urgent market conditions, weighed critical decisions, and debated policy and economic considerations with all the notable players, including the CEOs of top Wall Street firms, as well as Bernie Bernanke, Timothy Geithner, Sheila Bair,Nancy Pelosi, Barney Frank, presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain, and the then president George W. Bush. More than an account of numbers and credit risks gone bad, On the Brink is an extraordinary story about people and politics, all brought together during the world's impending financial Armageddon.
在世界经济逐步走出萧条迎来复苏之际呢，保尔森关于二十一世纪以来最为严重的这次金融危机的回忆录呢，对于我们冷静的回顾金融世界的荣辱沉浮，感知全球经济的冷暖交替，了解世界经济格局的风云变幻呢，也有着非常重要的意义。 OK, and that's all for today's book review part. And now let's take a break, listen to a song, 1973.
Your skin, Simone.
Let's move on to biz news. 接下来呢，我们来听听今天的财经资讯。First one, China's special purpose vehicle market to rise rapidly. 统计数据显示呢，中国特殊用途机动车市场快速发展。
Infrastructure construction in China may push up domestic demand for special purpose motor vehicles, especially construction vehicles and engineering trucks, an industry analyst said. Secretary General of the Special Purpose Vehicle Chapter of the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers, CAAM, Wang Huanmin, said sales of engineering vehicles will grow fastest as expressway construction will boost demand for road construction vehicles, maintenance vehicles, coaches for long-distance public transport, and trucks for energy and resources transportation.Road building remains a significant means for China to sustain its economic expansion, and that means giant market opportunities, Wang said at the 2010 China International Forum for Special Purpose Vehicles in Wuhan, capital of central China's Hubei province. According to a Ministry of Communications blueprint, China will establish a national highway network of 100,000 kilometers by 2020, about the same length as in the United States today.China has had the second longest network of highways since 2001. It finished construction of 4,719 kilometers of expressways last year and launched the construction of another 16,000 kilometers as investment in infrastructure grew. Another giant impetus for the special purpose vehicle market, Wang said, is urbanization.The rapid expansion of the logistics industry is also expected to boost the market for vans and semi-trailers, he added. Statistics from CAAM show over the past decade, China's output of special purpose vehicles ballooned to 1.64 million in 2009 from 180,000 in 2000.The variety of special purpose vehicles, meanwhile, more than tripled to approximately 5,000 in 2009 from 1,337 in 2000.
Next one. Indonesia's coal production expected to reach 320 million tons in 2010. 2010年印度尼西亚的煤炭产量预期将达到3亿2000万吨。
Indonesian coal miners were expected to produce as much as 320 million tons of coal this year, an increase of nearly 7% from the 300 million tons extracted last year. The Jakarta Post quoted an official as saying recently. Bob Kamandanu, chairman of the Indonesian Coal Mining Association, APBI, said in Jakarta recently, the rise in production would be partly due to rising demand from India and China. The coal market is very bullish at the moment. Demand is rising everywhere, especially in China and India, Bob said. He estimated the coal demand in the international market would continue to increase for at least the next 5 years, and that the surging demand would encourage the miners to boost their production. They will move on with exploration and exploitation. They will also seek for unorganic growth through acquisition, he said. Bob added that as much as 59 million tons of coal had been produced as of February this year. Therefore, the figure of 320 million is very much achievable, he said. Indonesian coal production stood at 238 million tons in 2008. Of the 320 million tons estimated to be produced this year, Bob said the producers were required to allocate as much as 30% of their production for the domestic market to comply with the Domestic Market Obligations, DMO, imposed by the government.
That's all for today's Biz News. And now let's take a break, listen to a song, Change, Sweetheart.
Change, sweetheart.
Okay, and now let's move on to popular American. 接下来呢，我们来听听流行美语。今天呢，李华和 Larry 在谈暑假里打算都干些什么。李华呢会学到两个常用语，一个是 Jack， 另外一个是 Caput。Let's take a listen.
Hey, Larry.你知不知道纽约附近哪个地方可以钓鱼啊
？Fishing, huh? I'm sorry, Li Hua. I don't know jack about fishing.
哎，我问你钓鱼的事，你怎么说你不认识 Jack 啊
？I'm not talking about a guy named Jack. When I say I don't know Jack, J-A-C-K, about fishing, that means I don't know anything about fishing.
哦，原来 Jack 在这里不是人的名字。你说 I don't know Jack about fishing 意思就是你对钓鱼一无所知诶这么说 Jack 在这里就表示 nothing, right?
That's right
Oh, I don't know Jack about fishing 那不就成了 I don't know nothing about fishing 诶英文里是不能用双重否定的不是吗
Okay, you're right We don't use double negatives in proper formal English, but this is slang. I don't know Jack means I don't know anything.
Hey, 我也经常听人说 I don't know nothing. 我知道啊，在正规英语里面是不应该这么说的。那么这样说来，在口语里是这么用的。那 I don't know Jack 就表示我啊什么也不知道。哎，对了 ，Larry， 那你暑假不准备钓鱼，你打算干什么呢
？Well, I may just sit around. In other words, I don't do Jack.
You don't do Jack. 我知道你是说你什么也不干啊。除了 I don't know Jack， 原来你还可以说 I don't do Jack。嘿，好不容易到了暑假了耶，你却打算什么都不干啊？我才不会这样白白浪费时间呢。
Well, the reason vacation is so valuable is because I can sit around and don't do Jack all day. Usually, I'm a very busy guy.
你呀、说的也有道理，就是因为放假了，才有可能懒散一点嘛，什么事情也不做。平时呢，又要学习，又要打工，是够忙的哦。
Well, anyway, I need to get home and to start on the term paper. I haven't written Jack yet.
什么？你的期末论文一点还没动手啊？哎呦，那你赶紧回家去写吧。哎 ，Larry， 你不是在家写论文吗？怎么又跑到学校图书馆来了
？Well, I got home and started to work on my term paper, but my computer went kaput.
你说你的电脑怎么了 ？Went kaput， 听起来就好像是电脑出问题了，是不是啊
？Yes, kaput, spelled K-A-P-U-T, means broken, ruined, or not working properly. My computer went kaput.So now I have to work on my paper in the library.
Oh, 原来 kaput 意思就是坏了，没法子正常工作了。你是说你的电脑坏了？哎 ，Larry， 你最近好像运气不太好嘛。前些天你的手机电话不是也故障了吗
？Oh man, that's a real problem. My cell phone really went kaput, and nobody could reach me.
就是啊，我啊给你打电话留言，你也没收到。
During that time, I was out of touch with everyone. It felt like my whole life went kaput.
有那么严重吗？你因为手机坏了，和所有人失去了联系，让你觉得整个生活都完蛋了。哎呦，还是先说说你电脑吧。你的电脑 went kaput. 那你有没有丢掉什么重要的文件呢
？Well, I'm hoping it wasn't the hard drive that went kaput. That would be terrible.
你先别着急，即使是 hard drive went kaput.我想有的信息还是可以找回来的啦。
Let's hope so. If I can't get my computer fixed soon, I won't have Jack to show them in my term paper.
哎呦，但愿你的电脑赶快修好。学期论文啊，要是交白卷，那可真是太糟糕了。
Okay, and that's all for today's Popular American. 那么今天的李华学到的第一个常用语是 Jack, 是在英语口语里面意思是指什么也不知道的意思。另外一个是 kaput, 是相当于中文里面坏了、出了问题的意思。Okay, and that's all for today's program. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声。让你永远领先一分钟。
酷皮经济学，
欢迎来到酷皮经济学。今日查点：稀缺 （scarcity）。经济学所说的稀缺，是指相对于人们的欲望来说，资源是永远不够的。普通人追逐金钱、权力、名望、爱情。富可敌国的洛克菲勒想活到100岁，却在98岁那年逝世。秦始皇横扫6国也没能长生不老，所以说稀缺是经济学的基本问题，也是任何人都必须面对的问题。
瑞士一波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻一生相伴。瑞士一波路表。